Hello everyone, welcome back to Encouraging Joy. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and today this is a very special episode. This episode is to celebrate Lee's and my 1 year engagement anniversary, which was on June 7th. So today I have a very special guest, Lee, here.
Hello, I am Lee here.
On the podcast, and in just a few moments, we're going to tell you our love story. But first, Lee, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am very tall, and I love you.
I love you too.
Aww. And I guess that's all there is to know.
Yeah, that's all he wants to share. So listen to the ad coming up, and then we will tell you our love story. So our love story begins in 2005, back when we were in college. I was in around my third year of university, and Lee came in January of 2005. We were assigned seats near each other in chapel, and we were always the first two in our row. I sat near the end, and he sat a few seats down from me, and every day he would smile and wave at me.
I would.
And it left me wondering why this really cute guy was smiling and waving.
Aww. Well, in order to tell you that story, we gotta tell you this story. So I had gotten there right at sort of Spirit Week. And Rebecca's sister was one of the cheerleaders there, and I was down on the front row of the bleachers, which is where all the freshmen were, and I was a little tired and cranky because I had just flown in from the West Coast, and I was getting used to the time difference and everything like that. So anyway, was there, and Rebecca's sister was there doing the cheerleading and everything, and just kind of trying to get a, well, you know how cheerleaders do. They're trying to get a response out of the crowd. I was just there half asleep on my feet, so she was directing most of her attention to me, trying to get me, hey, aren't you glad to be here? I'm like, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep. So anyway, so when we're in chapel, I see Rebecca sitting there, and I think it's the same person, so I smile and wave, hi, remember me? I was really cranky and tired that first time. Maybe I can make a better second impression. But she just kind of smiled and waved awkwardly back and then ignored me. And I was like, oh, I really made a bad impression. Turns out it was a completely different person.
So several weeks passed by, and I would tell my roommates and my best friend about this really cute, goofy-looking guy that was waving and smiling at me. Well, I wasn't one just to go up to a guy and introduce myself. I thought they need to talk to me first because I didn't want to be too forward. So my roommates and my best friend encouraged me to go up and talk to Lee. So finally, one day I walked up to him and said, hey, I'm Rebecca. What's your name?
And I said, I'm Lee.
And from then, we would talk before chapel. We ended up hanging out a lot at college.
We did.
And we became the best of friends. And our first date was actually a Shakespeare play that we were able to go together, and my dad took our first picture together. Well, in December 2006, I graduated from college, and I went back to my hometown, and Lee stayed there at the school that we both attended. And we kept in contact a little bit during my time away from school, and I would visit every once in a while and would see him now and then at university. And then my sister graduated with her master's degree, and Lee graduated the same year. And I saw him at his graduation, and I told him congratulations, and that was the last time I talked to him. And then 10 years later...
Ten years later, I had just come out. I'd just come out of the Army. I'd had fairly severe head, neck, and back injuries that I was recovering from. I think I still am in a lot of ways, but she just kind of messaged me out of the blue. Was like, hey, happy birthday. It was around my birthday. She's like, I was just thinking about you. How are you? I messaged back. He's like, hey, you know, okay, life's been a little rough the last couple of years, but, you know, I'm surviving.
And I actually had a friend where I was working encourage me to message Lee. We were talking about guys that we used to be interested in, and I mentioned Lee because I was definitely interested in him back in university. And I just had the biggest crush on him. And I knew when I was in college, I wanted to marry this guy. Aww. So when we parted for 10 years and had that decade of separation, I didn't know what was going to happen. And then my friend encouraged me to message him, and so I did. And from then on, we talked just about every day via Messenger. And we just talked about life. We talked about ourselves and stuff like that. And then in September of... Oh, dear. I can't remember the year. See, it's 2020. September of 2018, we officially started dating. And some of our friends were like, it's about time. And so we started dating, and we were still in this long-distance relationship. At this point, we hadn't seen each other at all for 10 years. And then June 2019 rolls around.
Yeah.
And what happened in June 2019?
I came to visit you.
Lee came to visit me, and I went and picked him up at the airport, and we enjoyed an entire week just getting to know each other and spending time together, going on adventures. And then 7 days later, actually, before we tell you that story, we had to tell you the little red herrings that Lee dropped.
I dropped a lot of little red herrings.
And I was clueless.
We had talked about engagement and marriage over long distance. We weren't really sure how fast things were going to move once, you know, we got to spend time together. Hear me. So she wasn't really expecting anything, but I had decided to go buy a ring, keep it with me just in case, you know, it happened this time, maybe it happened later. Either way, I was prepared. But Yeah. So, I think the first red herring was taking her to a jewelry store to actually get her to get her finger measured and look at rings and see what styles she liked.
And at this point, he already knew what size I wore, and he had messaged me pictures of rings.
Yeah. Like I said, we had talked about it, but I didn't tell her that I had a ring with me. So I was, you know, acting like I didn't have a ring. Like, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe you like this, maybe you like that one. Let's look at some price points, you know. Oh, yeah.
And then another day we went to a park and we were talking. And he was like, there's a question I've always wanted to ask you. And I got really excited. I was like, yes. And he takes a deep breath and he says,
how do you like your toast?
And I just looked at him and said, I don't like toast. And at this point, I was really wondering what was going on.
You were a little bummed out at that point.
I was bummed out. Well, then June 7th rolled around, and we ended up going to a little... Sorry, we were outside, and Lee just pointed at a butterfly, and it made me jump.
A butterfly landed on my shoulder, and Becca scared it away.
And so, anyway, we went to an historic part of my city and walked around. And we went to the visitor center, and there he proposed. He took his ring. He took the ring out of his bag, and got down on one knee and asked me if I would marry him. And I said, "Yes!" with much enthusiasm.
She did. She had so much enthusiasm.
So we are planning on getting married next year, and we're excited about starting our life together. And we're just really thankful about how God brought the two of us back together.
Amen.
And how God has written our love story. Because I got to the point in my life that I had to learn to be content and living at home with my parents and helping them. And around that time, between spending time in God's word and just trying to be content where God had me, God brought Lee back into my life. And so if you're single and you're listening to this, wait for the right one. Pray for the right one and be patient, because if God has someone out there for you, he'll bring them to you in the perfect time.
Praying is the most important part.
And excuse me, and some things that we do as a couple to keep our focus on God is to have our Bible time together at night before going to bed. We also pray together. As much as we can, we pray together in the morning before we have to work, and then at night before we go to bed, because most of our conversations are over video chat.
Right.
So we try to keep God the center of our relationship, and it's not always easy, and sometimes we have to refocus ourselves, but in the end, God is the ultimate authority of our relationship, and he has a plan for us and for our lives. And it said the closer you are to God, the closer you are to each other.
Exactly.
So thank you for listening to this special podcast episode of Lee and Becca Love Story. And I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it with your friends. You can write if you're on if you're on Apple Podcast, leave a review down below. And you can follow me on Instagram at Encouraging Joy, where I try to post some things here and there, my blog, and also my YouTube channel, all Encouraging Joy. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Bye.